If everything has gone according to plan, you are listening to this episode of Recipe Club on Black Friday. And while I greatly appreciate you listening to this, I would also like to direct your attention to Amazon Prime, where my friend, my co-host, my brother, David Chang, will be broadcasting live from the first ever Black Friday football game. You're going to be out there. He's going to be cooking. He's going to be tailgating.
I'm going to break the wedge on the field. I'm going to pull a water boy.
He is going to be starting a new tradition.
Listen, I may be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets by the time Black Friday rolls around. Listen, there's only one person that's better, a little bit better than Logan Sargent in F1. And that's Zach Wilson. So I have a shot.
Dave, so you have to watch for the opportunity to possibly see Dave step in as quarterback, but please.
He'll be cooking.
He'll be cooking. He'll be tasting.
I'll be hanging out with the team. Carissa, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Richard Sherman, Whitworth, and Tony Gonzalez.
I could not be prouder of you. I'm so excited for this to happen. We are so grateful for this opportunity. And please, like, watch this. Talk about it.
And you will also ask yourself, why are you sitting down with the entire broadcast? What do you know about football that I don't know? Why are you talking?
All or none of these questions will be answered. So watch that today, first ever Black Friday football game, and then come back and listen to the rest of this.
You can buy all that stuff at a grocery store named Whole Foods.
Little store. If you want to cook along with Dave, get your leftovers ready. Get that loaf of bread ready. He's going to be doing something pretty special.
I'm freaking out about this in a negative way because it's stressful.
All right, let's get into the show. Welcome to the season finale of Recipe Club Season 3. This is the show where you, the listener, can send in your beloved family recipes so that we, the Recipe Club, can cook them, talk about them, torture them, turn them into Frankenstein versions of themselves, and laugh the whole time. My name is Chris Ying. I host the show with Dave Chang here.
Hello.
And we are joined... We got a special episode here. If this is your first ever episode of Recipe Club, it will
together
be
together we can do this.
It will be a fun episode, but it will make exactly zero sense to you because, like I said, this is the season finale. We have the entire Recipe Club here. Not here. We've got Rachel Kong here in the studio with us.
Her hands are so cold. She's cold-blooded.
I have very cold hands. It's a health condition, Dave.
For those not
reptiliosis.
For those not watching the video, Dave just did a real three-person handhold celebration of Recipe Club and discovered that
Unity!
discovered that Rachel Kong, who's here in the studio with us, has circulation issues.
I sure do.
Not in the studio, but joining us remotely are Brian Ford, Priya Krishna, and John DeBerry.
How are your circulation
issues,
if any?
Horrible. I have horrible circulation, and
solidarity.
Seth is like boiling hot all the time.
Yeah.
Solidarity without holding hands, because your hands are too cold. I bet you John DeBerry has good circulation.
I think so. Yeah.
I have
weird issues where I sleep on my forearms and then my arms fall asleep at night and I hit myself.
You sleep on your forearms?
I sleep face down.
Like a sphinx?
Yeah.
Like a sphinx.
And then my arms fall asleep and then I like roll over and then they hit me in the face and I'm like, what fell on me?
You're
and
sleeping like, oh, on your back head. Or, wait, on your
I
back?
I sleep face down.
Arms up? Oh. And I still don't understand.
I think he's doing like you're sleeping in
face down in the pillow.
Are you holding the pillow in your arms?
No, the pillow is like up here.
pictures didn't happen, I guess.
Yeah. I'll reenact it for you.
So this is the finale. We've been building toward this all season long. Some of you out there may have forgotten that this is a competition after all.
How could
I know? I know that nobody in this club has forgotten that it's a competition. Because like Dave likes to say, everything in life is a competition. Why wouldn't this be a competition?
If you're not winning, you're losing.
So we've got a
lot. You know who taught me that? Priya Krishna's mom.
<That tracks>.
Of course she did. Of course she did.
My favorite person in the world.
Priya Krishna's mom. So This is going to be the episode where we review everything that happened this season. We're going to look back on the season that was. We've got a lot of awards to hand out for those of you who participated in the voting, which happened on Discord. And I think we ended up opening up to the broader Recipe Club public. Your voices will be heard today because I have in front of me.
Did we, by the way, did we do anything with Major Domo Gold?
It's currently being exchanged on Coinbase for 0.00001 cent. No, it's not. It's not.
Is it going to be like a doggy coin?
Yeah, it's going to be like Dogecoin. It's going to be.
Is it all on FTX?
Yeah. So Major Domo Gold, which you earned for playing along on Recipe Club this season, will become an extremely unvaluable.
It's better that you don't get it because it's already worthless.
But if you go to the Recipe Club subreddit, you can find out how to mine your own Recipe Club Major Domo Gold. No, none of this is true. I don't know. Hold on to that Major Domo Gold. Who knows what's going to happen with that? Hold on to it.
You got to ask Yuno.
Hold on tight. Yuno will come up with something to do with it. But we will also review. We're going to review some of the things that you all cooked this season. They did not go unnoticed, even though it went unresponded to. I've got in my little pause here a bunch of awards to hand out. And we've got the season-long standing. So for those who don't know, I actually think only Priya and John and I know this. We did not reveal the results of the maple syrup episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
So nobody knows who the actual champion of this season is. Corey, Victoria, and Gabby made the decision, put the results into a lockbox, and I have no idea who won. I also have, for that winner...
Moonlight.
A very...
You mean first La La Land.
You made the same joke already.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. who is, when I announced it, who is the La La Land of this?
Who is who here?
Yeah, we know it's either John or Priya, but who's the La La Land we have to announce here? I'll just have to announce that it was.
I mean, I think that Priya's got to be La La Land because she's a singer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's a crooner.
So Priya, you're La La Land.
But John is white.
I know, I was going to say, yeah. I look more like Ryan Gosling.
It's also true.
It's La La Land versus Moon White.
But I'm gay, so there you go.
Right, exactly.
So it's just, we're both, it's like a quantum, it's like Schrodinger's cat.
And that's
both,
it, folks.
Okay, well,
thank you for another season of Recipe Club.
I told you not to start with this episode, people. This is not the place to start. I had some questions in here that I was like, let's do some general catch-up and talk about what's Thanksgiving plans.
What's that voice?
That was my...
Do that all the time.
That was
from
me.
That one. No, seriously.
Okay. So anyway, as I was saying...
No, tone it down. That was really nice.
Casey Kasem.
That was my imitation of myself.
Do the imitation of yourself because it's better than the real stuff.
Now I don't know how to do it.
Damn.
Anyway, we've eaten up all our time.
That's it.
We've eaten up all our time for small talk. We got to get straight into... the season review. Here are some fun little season 3 statistics that Gabby has compiled for me. Our most spun restriction on the Wheel of Death. What do you guys think it was? The thing we hit the most often on this wheel.
Shell stable.
Lux.
What did you say?
Slow cooker, Lux.
In fact, the most hit restriction was fusion. We did 13 fusions this season. We had four special guests. We've been, the first episode of the season came out on March 31st. It's been 238 short days.
Holy shit, really? Oh my God.
And the last time, the only person to land on healthy on this wheel was Brian Ford, who got the keto or the South Beach restriction. The last statistic I have here is the last time the lights on our wheel were functional was episode 6 of the season. So
there were lights.
This thing used to light up, but hasn't worked for
which part?
200 days or so now. There's like crazy lights throughout it.
Those little pegs.
The pegs don't light up.
All right, let's go.
Anyway, okay. So let's get into awards right away. Like the Oscars. The first award will be for Best Wedgie in a Supporting Role. This is the award for the wedgie who stepped in for Dave Chang, played Dave Chang as co-host. The nominees are Priya Krishna in Ube, Rachel Kong in Flavored Vodka, John DeBerry in Chicken Wings, and Brian Ford, who made a brief cameo with a Dave Chang impression, also in the Chicken Wings
God.
Episode. Dave, you have the winner in hand.
So if I had to give the award... The award for best wedgie in a supporting role goes to the man that sleeps on his elbows, John DeBerry.
John DeBerry
with episode 321, Chicken Wings.
Chicken Wings. Congratulations, John. What do you have
to say?
Thank
you. Yes.
I just want to thank the Academy. And, you know, actually, I have to say, I have a fun story. I actually met up with Yuande when I had a book release party, and I told her that I won the episode with her jollof rice recipe, and she was very thrilled. So,
well, congratulations there.
It's an amazing.
It's a really good. It's a good recipe, and the book. It's the book that just came out of hers is amazing.
Yeah, the book's amazing.
Yeah,
I actually do want you to choose this winner before you see the winner. So the next category is best overall recipe picker. Ooh. Picker is a weird word. Recipe selector. This award goes to the wedgie who chose the best recipes of the season. I'll go through these really quick. John, you chose sage stuffing, mohabbat, kasharbat, and cherry coke salad. Brian, you chose a trashier version of eggplant parm, mom's braised chicken wings, and dad's butterhorns. Rachel chose Grandma Wong's braised duck, the lemon darty ice cream party, and sweet potato halpia squares. And Priya, you chose Mary's Prudence Island stuffies, Ruth Lee's pork belly, jayuk orzo, and gobi keema mutter. Who do you think chose the best recipes this season?
I think it was the literary doyenne herself, Rachel Cohn.
Well, let's see what the audience said, because if you don't vote, you can't complain.
The award for best overall recipe picker goes to Rachel Cohn.
Look at that. Look at that. Rachel.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Rachel, what was your favorite recipe of the season that you cooked?
Oh, my God. Well, maybe the lemon darty ice cream party.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah.
Who do you think was the worst one?
Interesting.
Ooh. I'm going to go with JDB.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Straight up. No question. I think couldn't help but choose the worst recipes every week.
JDB.
I like to explore the deranged and
JDB. I mean, no offense to any of these recipes, but you sealed your fate when you picked that cherry coke salad,
That was a wild one.
That was a wild pick.
I feel like the Sharbat kind of maybe compensated for it since it was so good.
Yeah. So what was everybody's favorite recipe that they did select this season? That was yours, Sean, was the watermelon drink?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It was so good.
Priya, stuffies, pork belly, or the cauliflower?
You know, for me, it might be the flavored vodka, the pudding shots recipe.
Oh, that's not on it.
It was such a surprise.
Recipe. Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun one. You guys did a good job with that. Brian, what was your favorite?
I like the trashy eggplant farm I did with y'all when I found out you both don't like ketchup. And I knew you would. I knew that reaction would come. I thought it was great. It was delicious. I loved it. What?
Was that the one where we were with Brian on what he was doing, and then he lost us completely when?
And then I put no, yeah. Well, that happens every single time I'm with you two. You guys pretend to admire my work, and then you just like destroy me.
It's
for
not
one thing.
That's
but yes,
how
that
you may look at it. I look at it as constructive criticism. It's about forging you in this crucible of deliciousness that we call Recipe Club.
Okay. The next award is for the best ingredient discovery of the season. This doesn't go to a wedgie. This goes to an award. And the nominees this season were powdered cream cheese, which we had never worked with before. What? The Rue Afsa syrup from the watermelon episode. Canned crab. That was a discovery. And Canadian iceberg water that John DeBerry managed to charge back to the Spotify budget at a price of how much did that cost again, JDB, to
it
buy
was
some
like
iceberg water?
$22.93 a bottle, maybe.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
So the next article by a journalist talking about the financial universe of the podcast industry, they're going to reference recipe clubs.
I hope so.
Culinary expenditures. As a sign of the apocalypse.
It's just like a real Caligulan world here. We're in just excess. All right, Dave, what's the winner?
Well, the award for the best ingredient discovery this season goes to Dave Chang's canned crab.
Wow. That was a discovery. Talk about that.
Wow.
I'm just liking that I can actually call my name myself in third person without looking like a total jackass, more than normal.
Usually they don't give you, they usually don't have the presenter give himself an award, but
Dave Chang's canned crab. When I made this dish,
the crab cakes,
I was surprised because it was all shelf stable, and it was really delicious. I think you could have charged exactly what I made with the chips and the canned crab, and I could have charged like $78 at an Upper East Side restaurant. I'm serious. If I put a frisée salad, a couple slivers of like, you know, cherry tomatoes,
right,
and a lemon vinaigrette,
house remoulade.
Oh, with some capers.
Yep.
And then I served it with some lemon wedges that are tied up in cheesecloth. Like $78.
Yeah. That's easily $78 for sure. I'm gonna take a quick break from the wedgie awards here to recognize a few people, because again, if you were playing on Discord, you could spin the wheel for yourself and cook the recipes with us with your own restrictions. A little shout out to Jay Dubs, who literally cooked almost every single recipe this season, playing along, just shouting into the void. And then Mary Bennett, who sent in those Stuffy's recipes, along with 7 other episode recipes. So we really can't do this without your recipe submissions. So Mary, props to you and wow. Great
and
thanks
props to the people that gave us terrible recipes too. You guys, I think just plugged it into ChatGPT -2.
Right. Yes, 100%.
Right.
Shout out to all the like lemony, chickeny, like garlicky sheet pan chicken.
We wouldn't be here without you. We wouldn't be here without you. People.
With tahini, always with tahini.
Lemon tahini sheet pan chicken dinner. Yeah, I love those.
Yeah.
This is
as seen in the New York Times food section.
Oh, no.
Oh, Priya. Glass houses. This next award is for biggest shocker of the season. Which ingredient or recipe defied your preconceived notions with its deliciousness? What do you guys think? Was there a recipe that or an ingredient for them this season where you were like, that was better than I thought it was going to be.
Better or worse?
Yeah.
Either way.
Flavored vodka.
Yeah, the pudding shot was good. Mm. The pudding shot was very good.
I don't know if this counts, but looking at Priya's face reminded me of the disgustingness that she did when she picked out clamshells out of the garbage.
That was more appalling than shocking.
I mean,
They were not from the garbage. They were from the Krabby Shack down the street.
I mean, it's
Jason
almost like
refuse.
She was like, you know, method acting for a future role as someone that's just living on the streets.
Yeah, just like a post-apocalyptic Priya.
So weird.
She was going
knocking on every door of a seafood shop. Sir.
Do you have any used clamshells?
Oh my God.
JDB, Brian, you guys, was there anything that was surprisingly delicious or surprisingly not delicious this season?
I mean, the cherry coke salad, come on. Like when I flipped it over and the sound that it made as it came out of the bud pan was like, it haunts me.
Grace still talks about how vile that looked.
Well, you had the restriction to try to make a jello salad in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah, I still have frozen cranberries in my freezer, and it's a reminder every time I get some ice for a drink of that horrific recipe.
The winner of the biggest shocker of the season was...
What do you guys think it is?
I think it's going to be...
It's a tip. It's a recipe that was already mentioned so far in this podcast.
I think it's going to be the trashy eggplant thing.
Because whoever gets it right actually wins the award.
Okay, who's going to get it right?
Is it Dave Chang's canned crab?
Maybe the vodka.
JDB?
I think it might be the flavored vodka, the pudding shots.
Priya?
I think flavored vodka.
Then you'll have to do a tiebreaker.
Well,
I think it's
the award for the biggest shock of the season goes to flavored vodka. And John DeBear, you win it because you said it first.
Oh, what? Okay.
I mean, sure. We'll just ignore the fact that you asked him first, but that's why.
But also, Priya actually said it first.
Yeah, Priya.
When Chris asked.
All right, all right. JDB, we're all taking right. away from you. This is the moonlight moment.
It's sorry, okay. JDB. Sorry, there's been a mistake. There's been a mistake. best adapted recipe. This is an award this season. We asked everybody to do all these different constraints on the wheel. I won't go through them again. If you don't know them and you're listening to this episode, I don't know what you're doing. So the nominees for this season.
The wheel's so stupid. just go to Recipe Club season one. It's so much better.
I should do this whole episode, this whole show with my impression of myself, and you do yours. You do the Discord impression the entire time. The nominees for best adapted recipe. This is the best variation on the original recipe, where Dave's Caribbean inspired pork chili, which you adapted from Dave Arnold's pork chili recipe, very delicious. Rachel Kong's Southeast Asian lemon ice cream from the Lemon Darty ice cream party.
Ooh.
My Greek Chinese chicken wings.
Oh.
John DeBerry's coffee mole Jamaican patty from the coffee episode. Brian Ford's budget homemade coconut poke cake that he just freestyled. And Priya Krishna's Priya Krishna's sorry, I just turned you into a white lady. Priya Krishna's I'm so sorry. I turned you into a white playwright. Priya Krishna's Doomsday Gobi Kheema Mutter, which she made with us in the office with, I think, freeze-dried cauliflower and things, right?
And with my chili, pickled chili.
And your pickled chili, just to make it.
Was this the one that made all of you sick?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure did.
Knives out all over the place.
It's not Knives Out. It's merely an objective fact.
All right. The award for the best adapted recipe goes to David Chang's Caribbean pork.
Hey.
No. To Rachel Kong for her Southeast Asian lemon ice cream episode 320 lemon.
I do want to say that it was Malaysian specifically. Oh, I won't Malaysian, stand for this erasure.
Okay, Malaysian specifically.
Yes.
Is there
a difference?
Damn.
Listen, it's all facts. Listen, Rachel is right. It was a Malaysian lemon ice cream party, and Priya's dish did make us all sick. These are undeniable facts of what happened.
It's on the record.
Dave, stand for that lemon
I
ice cream
think technically...
again. It was. You think it was Dave that made us sick. That's what you're about to say.
Yes.
You put just as much asfetida in as myself.
No, that's absolutely not true.
That's
that
on the videotape.
Not true.
My goodness, Priya. The depths that you will go to.
Have we seen the tape yet?
It's out there. It's out there. We'll put it out there. What? Talk about that ice cream though, because we were blown away by that.
I thought that Rachel made a legitimately, like, if I've just made fun of an Upper East Side restaurant, let me make this very clear, at like a top tier, highly sought after, ambitious kind of restaurant that no one gives a shit about anymore.
Oh my god!
Is this a reference to something?
Such as?
Yeah. No, like just like fancy three Michelin star stuff. That kind of flavor, that kind of exquisite nature of a dish. That's where Rachel's ice cream belonged. It was that good.
Thank you so much.
It was as good as anything I've tasted as a dessert all year.
It was unbelievably delicious. And I think if anything comes from this season, it's that Rachel should open.
And I don't think she could ever make it again.
Wow.
Challenge. Come to the studio and do it.
Wow.
It's what we call in the culinary world, one hit wonder.
Damn. Oh,
knives are out. The knives are out.
This episode, man. All right. The next category is the best comeback of the year. So this is an award for, we gave you all some tough constraints this year, and this is the Recipe Club member who succeeded most in spite of the odds being stacked against them. The nominees are Brian Ford for making his Lux Butterhorns with homemade potato flakes while staying in a hotel in Canada on set for a show he was filming. Priya Krishna for making her freegan clam stuffies with those clam shells she harvested from a local restaurant. She made budget stuffies, less than $20. Very impressive.
I mean, she's like following Greta Thunberg's manifesto. So crazy.
Rachel Kong's Lux Chinese fusion pudding shots. John DeBerry's homemade bread. This was insane. You know, we didn't really talk about this. John made homemade bread and stuffing in under 20 minutes earlier this season with flatbread. So that's a nominee. Dave Chang making the crab cakes using only shelf-stable ingredients, and Chris Ying making the pork belly orzo in under 20 minutes. What's the who's the winner, Chang?
And the award for comeback of the year goes to Priya Krishner. the white playwright from Texas.
The Tony Award goes to Priya Krishner. Congratulations, Priya. Here, appropriately in my run sheet here, as the knives start to come out and things start to get real, I have here that now is the time before we get to the home stretch of these awards for the airing of grievances. Ooh. Does anybody have any grievances with another wedgie or with one of the hosts of this show or just an episode or anything where that they want to air right now? Any robberies? Anybody feel like they were cheated out of a victory this season? Yeah, beef.
You talking about
anybody
beef?
Got any beef? It's time.
Like, anybody got
Let's
beef?
Get it all out of our systems. Okay. I know you had a few episodes, Dave, where you felt you were robbed out of
No,
victory.
I have nothing but love for all of you people.
I feel like the judging's been very fair.
Yeah. Nothing but love. I mean,
usually
forgive and forget, as they say.
Usually when someone says something, when someone is saying in earnest that they have love for a group, they don't generally refer to that group as you people. I have nothing but love for all you people. All right, so nobody's got any grievances. Fine. Yeah. The next award.
No, Brian does.
Oh, Brian does. What's your beef?
What? Why do I have
I
beef?
Thought you were
just said yeah. No. I've been come to terms with
yeah, we all go to therapy.
It's been so many months at acceptance.
Yeah.
We've gone through all the stages and we're just now at acceptance.
Sometimes you just have to accept that things are rigged against you.
Yeah.
You know? And like,
I had an episode where I made it stuffed? It was stuffed hot dogs, and I had shelf stable, and I had the dopest shit I did.
Yeah.
And y'all, David, Chris were like, cheer me on, and it was so dope. And I said one thing they didn't like, bro.
Oh my god,
me to shreds. Wow. They said I was supposed to be the center relay of Recipe Club. Tore me down. They tore me down.
Is it called tearing you down or building you up, Brian? Because look at where you are now. Okay?
We're all used to it. We work for
that's
you're on fucking TV.
And where exactly is that? that's true.
It's called coaching.
Holla at
that's that. Tough love. Holla, that's tough love.
Someone launched a podcast on their own. Flaky Biscuit. Shit, Brian. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I dare say we were the fuel. Yeah. We gave you the
none
fucking
of that,
fuel.
None of that would have happened if we had just been like, oh, great job, okay. Brian. You're the best. You're a special daisy. No. That was the episode. I cannot remember the details of this, but do you remember if we were like, oh, damn, he did that? He was like rolling. You were stuffing your hot dog. You like re-rolled it into something. And then you made some kind of insane decision that it's like escaping me right now. And I fully feel justified.
No, it was that the ingredients may or may not have blended together before they got deep fried and y'all.
No,
just
no,
like,
you tried to make like a knish out of it or something.
You did something insane there. Yeah. No, we were with you for most of it.
Brian, I know the exact same feeling.
Oh, here it is.
Speaking of knishes, they're delicious.
So
they are delicious.
I haven't had a knish in a
while. They're very good.
I haven't had one in a minute.
I had one recently.
Where did you have a knish?
At Langer's.
Oh.
It wasn't that good.
Did you get a number 19? Did you get a number 19 at Langer's
again? I forget.
It's the coleslaw. It's their sandwich. Coleslaw
pastrami. Yes.
Did you get the chili cheese fries?
No.
Did you get their garden salad? Because it's the best looking salad.
Oh my god, this is going to be so annoying.
I don't know.
Next time.
Did you ask them for any used frilly toothpicks so you could save them for next season's budget episodes? This award is for the biggest robbery of the season. Which third place finish was the most heinous miscarriage of justice? Who deserved better than they got? The nominees are Rachel Kong getting third place for her Chinese under 20 minute coffee pudding shots. Is that true?
Yes.
Still remember?
I think that was it.
It was like last month. Of course,
like
I still
Tom
remember.
Tom Brady remembering all the quarterbacks drafted.
It was literally several weeks ago, and I remember.
I haven't stopped thinking about it. Priya Krishna's Doomsday Ube Hapia Squares, for which she got third place. Brian Ford's Healthy South Beach Diet Braised Chicken Wings, for which he made pork jowl, pork cheek. Pork cheek chicken wings, or John DeBerry's microwave only sweet potato spears. Remember when we found out this guy eats sweet potatoes like every day?
I know.
I almost forgot.
Not every
that,
day.
John.
But look again, like look how fucking
I know.
And broccoli.
Maybe you should take a page out of my book.
He's on
sweet potatoes and broccoli.
Sleep on your face. All right. Eat sweet potatoes.
All right, the award for the biggest robbery of the season goes to Brian Ford.
Healthy South Beach
Healthy
diet.
South, who complain every day to get that.
I agree. I think he kind of got robbed.
First and foremost, you gave me South Beach diet. I literally couldn't use chicken wings. You know, so I gotta say, I did not expect to win this award. I don't even think this is just because Chris Ying and John DeBerry made some badass dishes on that episode. I think John DeBerry made the jollof rice, which, you know, it sounded phenomenal. And Chris, you made the Greek inspired situation. So, I'll take the award. But
JDB,
you know,
who makes the better jollof rice? Jerry Argano.
I try to get him to do this.
We're going right here. We're going here.
I've only tasted my own jollof rice at this point. I think. So.
But just pick a country.
What country?
Yeah. Who do you think makes the better one between the two of us?
Yeah. Who do you think makes a better one, Nigeria or Ghana? Because this is going to be the pull quote for the entire episode.
Don't answer, John.
I don't have enough information to give an honest answer.
Like dove in front of a bullet for you. She just Secret Service like, right in front of you.
Panic in her eyes.
The PR person, yeah. You don't have to answer this one.
Just going to make another joke that should not be made. The next award is for...
How many cards do you fucking have?
I got two more.
It's like Harry Potter shit. I just like...
Dear Mr. Potter, this award goes to none of you. This is for the best special guest recipe. None of them are here to receive this, but this is an award for the special guest who gave us the most beloved recipe this season. That was Bricia Lopez's carne asada, Wiley Dufresne's Parisian gnocchi, Dave Arnold's pork chili, or Malcolm Livingston's sweet potato pie. Which one did you like the most?
I liked all of them. Mm. Genuinely, that's not a cop-out. I thought the Parisian gnocchi was delicious by Wiley because it allowed us to make it with rice flour. Mm-hmm. And anytime we have Wiley Dufresne, that's a wonderful thing. Bricia's was delicious because we got to make a lot of different salsas and marinades that have literally become our staff meal since she's been on. We've been making the same foods pretty much every week. Malcolm Livingston's sweet potato pie I thought was amazing simply for the addition of the agar for any pie. It allows you to slice things. It's like a genius idea to make sure that you get the supple nature
really
of
smart.
A pie, custard filling, but something that can allow you to have a slice in a nice clean slice.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, and Dave Arnold's was simply delicious. And anytime, again, another good tip from his was being able to puree the pork skin into the chili because it gives that gelatinous viscosity that chili needs. So all of them were delicious, but we can only have one winner.
And which one?
And they're all winners. They're all winners. But Bricia Lopez's carne asada for the win.
Very delicious. And that you pulled out all the stops when you did your version, the Korean fusion one. That was the first fusion episode. And you
worked so much on that.
I've literally never seen you cook that hard in your life. All right. It says here, and I'm scared to do this. It says here that the booth. Corey, Victoria, and Gabby have an award they would like to hand out. I'm gonna throw it over there. I have no idea what this is.
So the Booth Award, and this is really, you know, life is short and full of suffering, and I think we wanted to reward
you're spiraling
who suffered the most in this season. And that's Chris.
Chris. Oh, thank you.
Oh. Right.
This is also called. This is also known colloquially as the Bravo. Biggest Loser Award.
Also, the booth experienced most of, you know, the most wrath from Chris.
It is true.
So yeah. I think true. That might.
Yeah.
I didn't have any grievances to air because I let them all out as they come. I had no pent up grievances.
But you found your tail.
But I did find my
you
tail.
You always, yeah.
Tigger pounced on me.
I just want to say these cards are very beautiful. They're hefty, beautiful cardstock.
You know, if this was like a restaurant, I'd be like, we got to
they
talk
have
about
gold?
what the fuck?
There's some embossing.
It's from the, it's from the iceberg
water place.
Thank you for the award, Booth. I appreciate you recognizing my suffering.
Game recognizing game.
Game recognizing game. Hey, you suffer, I suffer. We're suffragettes. The next category is a re-ranking of the season. We gave an opportunity to all of our listeners out there to vote to re-rank the results of the season.
Wow.
Before we do this, let me give you an update on where things stood before this episode. So right now, in first place with an average score of 9.38, I still don't know how we get those numbers, is John DeBerry.
this card is awesome.
In second place.
Continued suffering. There's ongoing and never ending.
It's the, let me see. I didn't see what it says.
And the :/.
Yeah, the real sad emoji.
I'm just going to get this tattooed on me. The current standings in the season after all the episodes except for the last one are John DeBerry in first place. Tied for second are Priya and Brian with 9.17. In third, I guess fourth place, Dave with 9.06. How the mighty have fallen. Rachel, after a stumble out of the gates, has climbed back into the nines with a 9.00 average. And statistically impossible to be anywhere but the basement, Chris Ying, 8.81. But that's just what math said. So what happens when you put the decision in the hands of...
Let's just guess here the rankings.
Survey
I'm last.
Says.
Chris is second to last.
I think Chris is higher. No. I think the fans want Chris
I'm
to
dead
be
last.
Higher.
Chris is second to last.
I think Discord likes Chris.
To last. Yeah, I think that there it really does come down to the literary Doyen and Priya Krishna.
I disagree.
I think they choose Rachel.
I think JDB won.
I think JDB won, yeah. Or Brian.
No, I think it's Rachel all the way.
It could be Brian.
No.
John DeBerry's king.
So
John
here's DeBerry. Why.
All I do is I log on to Discord once and say hey, and then so. That is nuts.
He's John Lennon. I'm going to say that the logic of the Discord crowd is there's well, the JDB fanboys are there. They're not as many as he may think, right?
Oh, burn.
Wow. They're not going to choose Priya because they're already expecting Priya to win.
Mm.
Thereby, through transcommunicative property.
Yes, through the transcommunicative property, she,
Rachel Kong is
she now has COVID. Yes.
I think it's Chris Ying. I think Chris Ying's at the top.
I think Dave is right. I think Dave is last, and I'm second to last, and I think it's close.
Yeah.
They do like
yeah.
Yeah.
Who's lower?
They feel Chris.
Love and feeling sorry for somebody right next to each other. I agree with that because I feel like that's why my wife is married to me.
They're turning into a messiah, you know, martyr figure.
No. They are close emotions, like I said.
Revolutions have started with guys like
this. It's the basis of my marriage. I agree, but I'm at the bottom. Don't worry. This episode, or this award, is for the best overall episode. Mm. And I guess I can go over... Should I go over these nominees? No. Every single episode of the season was nominated. Before we do this, what was everybody's favorite episode, yours or otherwise, from this season?
I liked the flavored vodka episode. I thought that was really fun.
Mm.
I liked hearing about Priya's college
life.
That was
also my favorite episode.
She sounded like really...
Priya sounded wild in
she
college.
She sounded like a wild time.
I had college friends reach out to me and be like, "Oh my god, I remember Hannah Kuhar's irresponsible."
Did Hannah reach out?
Yeah, how many bottles actually
did Hannah reach out?
Toga, toga, toga.
Priya's first, what was your first drinking experience? Was like you went and stayed with a family when you were 14 or something and just in Mexico
yeah.
or something?
Yeah. Wow. How do you remember that?
I need to rehash those memories. Yeah.
Anyway, she's frozen. Go back and listen to that episode if you want to hear all about a very irresponsible Priya Krishna. I thought that was a fun episode. I want to say this. I really enjoyed getting to do the episodes where we had everybody in the studio when we could. So that was fun for us, I think. Dave, this is the big one. This is best picture. This is best overall episode.
Best picture. And I'm excited because I already looked at it.
Yeah. Oh, my yeah. God.
We know. We know you did.
Zero plus control.
And there's no collusion here, folks.
What you got?
Because
oh, God.
The best overall episode goes to Lemons. Lemon Dirty Ice Cream Party. Featuring Dave Chang, Chris Ying, wow. and the literary doyen, Rachel Kong. Submitted by Jeffrey and Maggie Litt.
Wow.
I did it under 20 minutes. Chris had Lux and Fusion Mexico, and Rachel had Asia / Malaysia. I'm sorry. We did it! I'd like, can you give a speech? What? Would you like to thank?
It's everyone's award.
It's actually specifically ours.
Yeah. I would like to thank Lemons.
Yeah, Lemons.
For being a powerful fruit.
Maybe the third or fourth best citrus fruit, yes.
Asia, the continent.
Did it again.
Specifically the Southeast.
It's been a
part.
While since we've had a lot of wins, since yep. antiquity, but we did it again.
We did it. We did it.
And yeah, Dave made ice cream under 20 minutes.
JDP
yeah.
gets it.
Listen. Shout out to the other nominees. You got your performances this season were incredible. I can't believe we got this, but sorry. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Because it was fucking awesome. It was awesome.
Get out of here with that, Chris. Chris, that was fake. That was fake, Chris. Get out of here with that fake Whoa. Energy.
Chris is never been there.
Rachel just
coming in here
like,
to talk about sorry, guys.
She's like, just sweeping the ward. She's like Parasite. I know.
She is something like a Parasite.
Because I'm
true.
Ultimately a loser.
It's true.
Not Parasite, like the movie Parasite, Chris.
Sorry. No, yeah, you are a lot like the movie Parasite, of course. A wonderful piece of creative art. Nothing like a Parasite whatsoever. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Rachel. Speaking of nice things that people have to say about one another, we also opened the floor for our listeners to send some messages to all of our wedgies here. I'll give you a little sampling of what people said. Priya, the way you weave poop into so many of your episodes is inspiring. You are such a delight, and I love how you approach recipes.
Oh.
That's really sweet, Priya, how you get shit into our show every single time, but also approach your recipes. Yes. Brian Ford, I start smiling before I even begin listening to your episodes.
Wow.
And I am always in a much better mood by the end.
Wow.
Cooking with you always includes laughter, and that makes everything taste even better.
Same.
God, Dave, were you double checking that was
he totally was
happening? That's right, Dave. I be making them smile. Hey, I be making JDB, them smile. What's
this
up?
Is JDB season. Keep them coming, JDB. Love your creativity. This is a JDB compliment. Love the intellectualism that Priya brings to the competition. And
I'll take it.
And the absolute unfettered chaos that John brings. Two winning strategies worthy of a tie. Rachel is most certainly the sweetest, even though she does not want to be recognized that way.
No.
Most insightful and most adaptable wedgie. Literary doyen for the win.
True.
Dave, DC is Sir Ruthless Chill. All hail the People's Republic of Chang.
Okay. Yikes.
The Democratic Republic of David Chang.
Yikes.
I'm granting this person citizenship.
There's nothing democratic about this Republic of Chang.
Chief of staff right there.
Wow.
A lot of very nice things people had to say. We appreciate you all listening to the show.
What about Chris? What about Chris?
Chris, did anyone say something nice about
Nobody
you?
Said anything nice to
no.
me.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true.
Here's what they said.
No, Dave needs reading glasses.
Chris is the bestest. All the love to Chris Ying! ! A for effort, Chris. Chris really holds it down. Brian was great all season. Chris was denied by the system, man.
I am the system.
Chris, you have the patience of a saint. I hope they pay you enough for that, not to mention for your extraordinary talents.
What are you giggling at?
That's from his mom. Chris Yankee shat on so unnecessarily. Stop keeping him in the basement and let him be the star he was born to be.
Smiling emo. Well, it's like.
AK.
He's also
Fellowship of the Year.
Did Jamie write that,
all
Chris?
These seriously sound like my mom wrote them, but my mom cannot get on Discord. Thank you. okay, so now we've come down to the meat of the matter. Because if you listen to the last episode, the maple syrup episode, you know that somehow this absolute insane season came down to the last episode. It was down to JDB versus Priya. JDB could win the season with a first or second place finish, I believe. Priya needed to finish in first place in that episode to win the entire season. We played it out. They made their maple pudding shilma. They both got the Indian restriction to make an Indian fusion of it. So they both had to make the same dish, the same
way. Well, we know who's going to win that.
Dave, the final winner.
Even PricewaterhouseCoopers doesn't know.
I know. I have no Pikachu idea. Oh, wait. Before you do that. No, I'll show it after. I have a trophy.
Now you just let the.
Here we go.
But the trophy has the name on it.
The trophy has the name engraved on it. Where can I put this so you guys can see it? This is what awaits you if you win. This glory awaits you.
Baseball.
Wow.
This custom shiny trophy. It was
hitting it out of the park.
Hitting it out of the park. Thank you, Rachel.
And Spotify. Is granting you guys 500,000 major domo gold bullion cubes. Yeah.
And you know what? I heard the ringer is matching it with their own
a total of 1,000,000 major domo gold. Damn.
The largest prize in show history. 1,000,000 major domo gold. This baseball trophy. And
the only question is, are they going to get it in lump sum or spread out over 10 years?
You've got to take the lump sum. It's crazy. It's like this. I'm so tired of
I need to buy a penthouse in the Bahamas, so I'll take the lump sum.
All right. And, oh, this is like real.
I know.
I'm emotional.
Did you cheat?
No, I can't. Okay. How can I cheat?
Okay.
I don't have superpowers.
Pull it out and see who is the champion.
Read. The winner of Recipe Club Season 3 is exactly what I thought it was going to be. It's how history unfolds. John DeBerry!
John DeBerry! Whoa!
Peel off the sticker!
What were the... Oh, here it is. Let me peel off.
Congratulations!
JDB!
The maple syrup results were John DeBerry first place.
Oh, wow.
Priya Krishna second place, and deserving of last place, Chris Young once again.
Wow. I think it was the 20 minutes that this sent me over because it just made it that much harder.
Priya, let me ask you something. What you had predicted a John DeBerry victory this season in episode one. You had called this. Did you think it was going to come expense?
Actually.
Like, you were the defending champion, I believe. Did you think this was going to come at your expense, and how do you feel today?
I can't be mad because John DeBerry won by using Indian-ish. So honestly, this is kind of a win either way. For those who don't know, JDB
fake sentiments.
But also a win for either way, but a loss for humanity.
One step forward for Recipe Club, three steps backward for society.
season one, Rachel won.
That's right. Rachel won season one, right?
Season two, Priya won under dispute.
Asterisk.
There's no pictures on the scorecard. No pictures on the scorecard.
I think we need retroactive trophies, don't you?
We can arrange that. I think we bought these in bulk. If you want one of these, you can have one of these.
And season three, welcome to the Hall of Champions. Valhalla, sir. JDP.
Thank you.
Give a speech.
Oh, God. What to say?
Do you like baseball?
That's the one with the home runs, right?
Congratulations,
I'm
John.
Gonna fly out to LA to pick it up.
Dave, what are the final?
JDB first place with 9.44. Shockingly, Brian Ford.
Whoa!
Coming in second.
Whoa!
Leapfrog Priya. Whoa!
Priya Krishna.
What's up, bro? Hell yeah! I'll take that. That's a winning one.
Oh, no.
We need to be here. Balls on Hardesh, great. Camino Joseph, great.
That's Priya Krishna in bronze with 9.14. Dave Chang, 9.06. Rachel Kong, Literary Doyen, with 9.00. Honestly, that's a huge comeback.
That's a huge comeback. Yeah. It's a big, big comeback. She was handicapped out of the gate, and to climb up to 9.0 is it really?
And that was really Chris Yang's fault that she was handicapped.
I think it was your fault. But I somehow, thanks to this booth of who has already awarded me for suffering, have a lower score than I started this episode.
Look at you at third.
8.79.
I just want to say my speech. I just want to say,
Chris.
This really does hurt my feelings. And I really do feel bad about myself. So I just want to say that.
I'm just going to say that guarantee. I know. I haven't looked. You can look at the videotape. Mm-hmm. The people's champ is going to be Rachel Kong.
No.
No question. There's no question. I just think John DeBerry is
gonna be
overestimating
his
reach,
I agree.
Right?
I'm over-indexed by popularity.
It's very similar to... I think JDB is
now
treating,
JDB is
treating the Discord voters like Hillary Clinton treated Michigan.
He thinks 2016 election. You think those are your votes. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. They're not your
no.
votes.
But if he is number one,
Pokemon,
I mean,
go to the Discord.
That might say something about white supremacy. It just might.
It will.
What will it say other than the whites are supreme in this show?
Guys, I got to say, I'm so proud of everyone here for using Recipe Club as a vehicle to talk about America at large.
It's incredible. That's why this show is important. That's why this show is important. All right, Dave, you have the people's
I'm fucking
results.
I'm out of here. Okay.
Here are the results of the listener voter re-rankings from the bottom up. Sixth place, the man who stands.
That's not why I'm upset.
I know why you're upset.
That's man, fucking bullshit.
The man standing next to me is in sixth place. I am in fifth place.
What?
Hey, it feels good just to be out of the basement.
What?
Rachel Kong, fourth place.
No.
Brian Ford, third place.
Oh, we know what's happening.
And in second place, Priya Krishna. This motherfucker activated Discord.
White supremacy. Alive and well.
Dude, I don't know. You radicalized the Discord. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, man.
What are the chances that one white guy beats five people of color?
I mean, what
we have to. We actually have to.
I can tell you what those chances are.
This is like
not very good.
This is everything. This is like our whole Discord in a nutshell. Major Domo Media is an entirely Asian owned business, and our Discord just gave it to the white guy. Like, what the hell, man?
John, I gotta speak up for you. I gotta say, guys, John DeBerry is amazing, and we shouldn't take his moment away.
I love it.
Come on.
John DeBerry
is amazing. I vote for John DeBerry too.
He's just like, I got love for everybody.
Yeah, me and Brian in the winner's circle. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Second place, Brian.
Are you kidding
me?
Priya was going second. I thought JDB was going to be third at best. But again, I was wrong.
Hey, listen, the Discord never fails to surprise us. I'm just kidding, Discord. I'm not. But thank you for
Discord getting shut down tonight.
We just called the whole Discord.
You just did. I didn't.
Like, straight up, just called them all.
You just did. I didn't.
No, I didn't. No, you did.
Yeah, but that could be a lot of things. Religious.
I meant they're radical, like a Ninja Turtle. Like they're
oh,
radical.
Okay. All right.
They're
all right,
cool.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah. Brian Ford is the one that just called him something that I would never think about.
Oh no! We got this on recording, man. I'm sleeping good tonight.
Yeah, but get to editing.
I ain't no, this is just...
Yeah, you are the system.
Thank
exactly.
you to all of our wedgies, JDB, Priya, wow. Brian, Rachel. You know, these guys are getting up to do all this. Priya is literally doing this from across the ocean in London at dinner time for us. We really appreciate you guys cooking and showing up every single week. Thanks to all our listeners for voting, making your opinions known to all of us.
What and mostly say? Just to us.
Oh, what is this?
To Rachel for best picture. What is best this? Episode. Thank you, Rachel, for your leadership. Thank you for your courage and conviction for making the greatest episode of the season.
Remember earlier when Dave was like, hey, I managed to read my name without sounding like an asshole. And now he's thanking us for our
not me. Rachel. Okay. Rachel.
Fair enough. It's a little bit like the Kanye Taylor Swift moment.
A little bit. It is a little bit like that. Hold on, I got something to say. Thank you to Corey and Victoria and Gabby over there in the booth for scoring this season so fairly and justly and correctly. Thanks to, you know, Ira, Chris Chen, Noel at Major Domo for all
Hold
the
on.
Work.
Hold on. They judged this like a heavyweight boxing match.
Really did. I don't know what fight you guys were watching.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, we never ate any of the food y'all made. We never saw any of it.
Right, so like a real food critic, basically.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm sorry, this episode can never air. Thank you, guys. This is a great season. We didn't accomplish our all of our goals. We didn't manage to get everybody together for an in-person episode, although we got to see all of you individually at our studio at some point or another, I believe, right? Everybody got to come through and see us. So there's something left to do for season four.
It's green screen that shit.
Yeah, green screen that.
Season four, there's a bunch of ideas being thrown around.
That's right.
No question that the people that enjoy the show are going to fucking hate it. But it's all good.
Any final words, people, for the audience out there?
Well, I want to plug Priya Krishna's forthcoming children's cookbook.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Priya, would you like to say more about it? When is it out? What is it called?
Oh, my God.
Where can people find it?
It is out the same day as Real Americans by Rachel Kong, April 30th.
Wow, devious Rachel.
Devious Rachel.
So clever.
And it also happens to be my birthday. No, just kidding.
So that's coming out. It's Children's Cookbook by Priya Krishna. What's the title again?
It's called Priya's Kitchen Adventures, and it has recipes by our very own Chris Ying, including
the non-collusion
microwavable pickled green beans and pork.
Collusion beans. Yay.
Wonder how that all played out, huh, Chris? If you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. A year later,
it's called Priya's Kitchen Kickbacks and includes recipes.
Priya's Kitchen Payola.
And anybody who wants to get paid.
Rachel Kong, your book title, your novel.
It's out April 30th on the same day as Priya's. We need to do some kind of collaborative event, perhaps with all the wedgies. But yeah, I do actually have a discount code for wedgies.
Yeah, throw it out there.
So if people pre-order on bookshop.org, they can get 15% off by using wedgies15.
Whoa.
Wedgies15? You got us a discount code on bookshop.org?
Wow. Wedgies15.
That's one of my top websites.
Can you
websites.
Give us a little bit of a taste? What is the book about, your novel?
Well, it's about moms and children and immigrants, and perhaps it's a bit about white supremacy as well.
It's called Real Americans, the Recipe
Full
Club
circle.
Story. What else you guys got?
You guys are all thanked in it.
Now, aww. John and Brian, you guys got anything to plug, anything coming out where the fans can find you as they wait eagerly for season four?
Oh man, hey, just come support the bakery. If you're in New York,
Flaky
man,
biscuit.
Saturdays,
yeah,
Larry
I went to Flaky
size.
Brisket.
Just come buy some bread.
Flaky
Biscuit podcast. Make sure you hit that up.
Biscuit.
Thank you.
No.
Hey, John, when is your introduction to India book coming out?
I wrote it with my mom and Clarkson.
Cocktails from India by John DeBerry.
Yes. John DeBerry's easy Joel off rice.
Or maybe it's called Indian-ish.
Indian-ish.
Semi-Indian-ish.
All of that to look out for.
That is messed up. Like, that shit is too funny.
All right. We'll talk to you all very soon. Thank you all once again.
Love you guys. Congrats, John.
Yeah, I love everybody, man. Thank love y'all, you. Man.
Bye, Priya.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, y'all.
We did it.
We did it. I'm sweating.